Welcome to Inside Out Podcast. Here is your host, Sean Barnes.
Holy fuck, what year is it? 2 years later?
It is about fucking 2 years later, fucking Tadgers and Tadgerettes. How you doing?
Oh, yes. It's been 2 years, Nicol. I noticed that your receding hairline has got a bit worse since the last time.
Yeah, it's exactly the same as yours. It's fucking gone to fuck.
Yeah, if you can hear this on the podcast.
Yeah, that's not Sean's arse. That's his head.
Yep. Actually, the last time I did this podcast, if I refer to the previous recordings, it looks like I had hair. Yeah, a lot's happened since then, mate.
I tell you what, I fucking couldn't see, mate, this whole fucking Palestine-Israel shite. The last time we did the podcast, fucking the Ukraine-Russian war started. We've got a bit of a knack of fucking wars. I hope the next fucking podcast isn't fucking World War III. Fucking hell.
Jesus, I know, in 2 years again.
Imagine, like, Bin Laden comes back for the dead, Hitler comes back for the dead, all these fucking Axis of Evil characters come back to have, like, one evil fucking boy band.
Oh. So, hate to, you know, change conversations on this war that is absolutely terrible, but Nicol, if you would please pick up your phone right now, refer to your WhatsApp, and you will see a nice little gift from your fellow co-host. Now, to me, that looks like you're looking at someone's bum.
Let me have a look here, pal. I'm looking at... Yes, pal, that is my arse. You've managed to take a picture of myself because I've got a fucking mirror when recording.
Yeah, best thing ever.
Dirty, smelly bastard.
Pal, this war, absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, I'm actually shocked. I'm actually shocked this stuff's still going on. I feel like now, I feel like the way though Israel are conducting themselves, though, oh, Jesus Christ, man. This is any other countries. This is like... Yeah, people are saying something. It's mad how there seems to be like some sort of buy that Israel get. I want to know what the fuck it is. Mm. What's the card that they've got that's stopping even like the UK and America? Like, Jesus Christ. Mate, maybe the Illuminati, yeah? No.
It's the day of Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Bethlehem controls you.
Yeah.
Why those say like, oh yeah, noise is so fucking funny. I don't know why. I just fucking, but I'll never stop like laughing with them. Like when I'm like 16 here, oh yeah, I'll be fucking pissing it. Don't know why I did it. I did old fucking granny version.
Oh, that's right, Patrick. Fucking smack my back doors in. You've knocked my fucking false teeth out.
Oh Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's a mad fucking time, and I don't know, I just can't believe it's fucking real. Bizarre, but I'm trying not to watch fucking much news these days because it's fucking mind numbing. I think it's just geared to make you feel like shite. Yeah. And you talked actually about fucking being off social media and that for quite a bit in the morning, eh?
Yeah, exactly. No, it does make a difference. The last, granted a few days, right? Like, it's hardly a had it for a success story to tell everybody.
Fucking Chugmeister 69.
Yeah, exactly. Get that premium membership and you can chug all day.
That's why we call him the Chug.
Anyway, so basically what I've been doing is every day for the first 3-4 hours, I just nodding, looking at my phone. So I've just been getting up and just going about my business, getting a workout in and starting work that I've got to do and just anything else that's just not looking at my phone. Or, like, if I'm on my computer, I've just got it on Do Not Disturb and I just get on with the work.
I.e. the wanking.
Pull up that internet browser. And if you are in Google Chrome, I would go to incognito mode. If you're in Safari, that would be private.
Yeah, mate. That's it.
get to see the try that's after.
He's
and then go to the address bar and then type in P
or XXX.
And then see what and by the way, if you type in P and you see the search results I am talking about, that means that I am seeing your history right now, you dirty bastard.
Yeah, it's a classic. A few streamers have been caught with that as well.
Yeah, they're trying to go to fucking Purolator and end up on Pornhub.
Mate, Lobster Tube, I'm telling you. Lobster Tube's where it's at. Big up Lobster Tube.
Yeah.
Ex-hamster. Brothers.
Now, what I want to know is if you want to give, and I can time it if you want, if you want to give the viewers, listeners, all those loyal people that, by the way, are still being fucking listening to our shite for the past 2 years, they've been listening to old episodes. I'm like, why do these people want to listen to us just talk shite on this, eh? Because that's all we're doing. But,
you know, but I've been refreshing it, man. I've been refreshing it. It was all me. I bought 52 fucking VPNs, mate, logged in each one simultaneously and fucking hit bang.
There's me thinking we're going to all these countries and that. It turns out NordVPN is the answer.
Yeah, that's it, mate. That's it.
Yeah, but seriously, everybody's been listening. Like, there's been so many, like, one of the episodes, like, more than 100 listens since the last time. Like, why? Like, and that's an old one. Like, maybe almost like 2.5 years ago or something. But no, what I was going to ask you is if you want to give people a bit of an update, if they're saying, look, what's Michael been up to in the past 2 years? Now, if nobody gives a shit, then that's a different story. Depressed. Welcome back to Depression Radio.
I'd say COVID knocked me off quite fucking bad. Like, it was, don't know. Didn't expect it to, I guess. Definitely changing environments and all that stuff. And obviously other folk had fucking felt it as well. But just from my point of view, not great. Developed some, I guess, not great habits, eating shite. Aye, there you go. That compounds the fucking feeling. Then you become a fat bastard and you need to fucking wear a bra. You're fucking got tit sweat walking about. I need a place to store the fucking remote control. Boomps and I go and the fucking belly button walking about with the fucking doodah. What else? The fucking clicker. The clicker.
Hey, Michael, where's the clicker? It's rule number 5.
I say, where's the remote control? That's when I'm fucking pissed off and I can't find it, mate. I don't know if you find the. Living with your girlfriend, you put the fucking remote control down, come back, it's gone. Well, but the kids, it's fucking crazy. They just fucking run about and play with it. Mate, has I got a black remote control on a black couch? So if anybody's got a white fucking Samsung TV remote, give me a shout, or I'm just going to fucking paint it myself.
Oh, and you know, in the future, I might be sponsored by Apple, but probably, it's never going to happen. What do they ever need to a guy like me? Like, seriously, what can I offer Apple to this or they need to sponsor me? Nothing, right? Other than good looks and charm. Yeah, okay, maybe not that one either.
Welcome back to roastyourself.com, where we like to roast each other.
When I'm seeing the cues from my co-host on the video here, that he's about to roast me, well, I'll just roast myself. How about that? Takes away from the interaction in the podcast, though, eh? Which is
Instead of you talking, I'm going to fucking talk and then talk about what you were going to talk. Myself.
Yeah, I think I would say the sense of near that COVID, though, I think it's knocked near that, like, more than I realised, even at the time of the last one, to be honest. You know, thankfully, you know, I've definitely been getting better. And like the past maybe 6 months or so, I've been proper in the exercise routine and that, which has been good. Feel way better for that. Like, honestly, it's like night and
You're
day.
Doing like yoga and that. Fucking downward dog. Woof, woof.
Hit workouts, mate. Hit workouts. That's the best way. Although, holy shit.
Well, like, your girlfriend, what's happening?
I'm just hitting the fucking floor when I pass out after I start doing it.
That sexual intercourse, pal. What is that? What are you talking? What are you talking? Nonsense. You're just hitting the ball, hitting the table, hitting the TV, hitting your leg.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll be hitting the hay. And then is any more of your shite?
Yeah, well.
Sorry.
You're going to say Sean's had a few beers.
Okay, let me interrupt this just with let's cover this awkward silence here.
Yeah, mate, that's what happened when I pulled my pants down.
Yeah, fucking Lee Taj Mahal.
It's actually Tajer Mahal. Anyway. It's amazing though, mate. Everybody comes up and praised it.
On their knees, right in front of your wee Tajer. It's like they're just rubbing your fucking deli because they can't find your dark cock. Explicit content. Yes.
18. If you've heard that, please don't get us done. We're just talking shit. Shooting the shit.
Yep. Shooting the shit. Yeah, man, I think COVID not me, but I feel like I'm definitely on the upward now.
The upward dog.
The reason we stopped recording was I'm on the downward, upward, left, right, up, down, fucking 360, size 27, 50.
Oh, fucking McTwist, McFlip, fucking 900, all the fucking Tony Hawk's moves.
Well, back on the podcast this week is Dan the Hot Dog Man.
Buy a hot dog gang. Yeah.
Hey, you want a can of pop and a fucking hot dog for 250? Cunt.
It started off Canadian and it ended up fucking like,
Hey, bear, fuck, what's your face, boy? My name is Cletus and I'm going to fucking stick a fucking shotgun up your candy ass. Get off my property. Chill.
I will let everybody know that it is 4:48 right now, and so it's getting
not
dark.
Not for me, it's not, pal.
But it's already dark.
Yeah, it's fucking 10 to 10. Yeah. 10 to 10.
Now, what we need to talk about is I hate to do this, guy, to be quite honest with you, but to say that I'm right is an understatement. Uh-huh. As you refer to the crypto market right now, and listen to the previous episode of this podcast,
yes,
or the one before that, and the one before that, when we jokingly go, die, that's because you should have thought. And well, to be honest, man, I'm not being a dick. Like, seriously, you can still die
now.
Die. Mate, and what I'm surprised about is the Bitcoin ETF did not pump Bitcoin anywhere near as much as I thought it would.
Yeah, no, agreed. Clearly it was fucking priced in or some sort of fucking shitey, I'm going to assume some sort of manipulation. That's what it feels like, but I can't fucking prove
it. You know
that.
What it was like? You know when it rallied like a few weeks before that? For no reason, really.
You think that was when it was priced itself in? Yeah.
I think it was. Well, it is because it's kind of leveled down to about $44,000 an hour, which is where it went to roughly that time. I remember we were on the phone. I was sitting out of Starbucks, and by the way, everybody boycott Starbucks because they are supporters of Israel. Thank you very much.
Yes, yeah. Take fucking that, cunts.
I was outside the Starbucks at Tim Hortons.
I'm happy fucking to say free Palestine. I don't give a fuck if you judge me. I'll say it every fucking day. Free Palestine. Free Palestine. I'll say it on a Monday. Free Palestine. I'll say it on a Tuesday. Free Palestine. I'll say it on a Wednesday. Free Palestine on a Thursday. Free Palestine on a Friday. Free Palestine on a Saturday. And a fucking Sunday. And every goddamn fucking day. Free Palestine. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. And speaking of free, this podcast is free, and if you don't like it, you can fucking turn it off, okay?
Like it, lump it.
Exactly. We are going to great extents as having this... Nate, why do your eyes... Nate, this is your eye line, right? One of them looks like they're doing it...
It's
Right, clearly I found that way too fucking funny. But I can always edit this out, but you know. Yeah, see Talisman on it. What's your so give the lay of the land on your thoughts on the crypto market?
Still buy. Buy, like we said last time, buy, but this time really fucking buy. You want to be fucking investing in crypto at least a decent amount till February in the halving, the Bitcoin halving, and then we're going to see the markets climb.
What, you need February next month?
April.
No, that Cedric, when should people be investing to? By the way, just a disclaimer, I am very much a project manager. This is not financial advice, and we are just saying what we're doing, okay? Sort of the disclaimers out there on anybody.
This is financial advice for myself, and you're just listening, okay?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, and it's fucking three, so it's totally going to be wrong.
Bye.
You don't get in for three in this world.
Bye. But use this fucking code to get on an exchange so you can buy fucking cryptocurrency for a little bit fucking cheaper, but we get more money. We don't have any of that. Look, we're not offered you any fucking code. Shit all.
You know what I think though? People should really like look at the Bitcoin half and what that means for Bitcoin and
why it goes up.
Like, people don't really understand that. Like, if you invest now and the halving happens in April, you've already made money.
Yeah, that is people are like, oh, it's never going to happen again. The whole point of fucking Bitcoin this halving was to fight deflationary measures by fucking banks. So this literally what was made to do, and there's such a high demand now. You look at fucking BlackRock that have gone, mate, they will have over $1 billion worth of fucking Bitcoin now. They nearly become the number one. They're coming up by MicroStrategy.
MicroStrategy's
top. Yeah, MicroStrategy,
right?
MicroStrategy, yeah.
Because they're like way ahead, man.
16,000 Bitcoin, I believe, in that range, which is fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Honestly, anything that you can get in Bitcoin right now is worth it. Like, if you can get 0.001 Bitcoin.
But when you think it as well, though, when you look at it, you need to look at who has the amount of Bitcoin, because in a way, if the markets do go to just towards Bitcoin, the people who own the most are going to have the most power. So we're like seeing a whole shift in, that's what originally as well people were saying, like, yeah, if you own this, you're going to have like a say in your life.
Yeah. Like, if you, like, exactly, and obviously these big companies are doing it, but if you are holding a couple of Bitcoin right now, not a bad place to be.
You'd be fucking rubbing one out after the end of the bull cycle, but we're what, predicting the end of 2025 or the middle of 2025 is going to be the peak. So, yeah, they're predicting, that was about 80,000.
I'm fucking 80,000 right
pounds,
now.
But she's like about fucking, what, $120,000 or? USD.
Ooh.
Maybe even to 150.
So for context for anybody, that's triple what it is right now.
Yeah, yeah. Mad. Absolute fucking madness. Supply and demand. We've got the supply and demand coming up. The ETF, obviously more money coming in. So it's legitimized what Bitcoin is. People are able to fucking put in old money, like fucking pensions and all that fucking shite.
I found this money under my couch. What am I going to do with it?
Could it if fucking Ladbrokes
stick it in
fucking Bitcoin, or if you're a wee old fucking cow, stick up your ass.
What I did was I was going down the town centre, and a guy said to me that he'll take my money and invest it in Bitcoin for me. So I gave him the money. How much did I need?
And he came back with a Haribo and a fucking Iron Brew.
No, but seriously, man, I didn't put money in, man. I will disclose to the listeners, I am an avid investor.
Yeah.
And
we both are, man. We're both in crypto because I see that as the.
Oh, yeah. And now he's disclosing his true colors.
No, because I feel like it's one of the best ways to get generational wealth, change your life, not have to live fucking 9 to 5, do what the fuck you want to do. Live life the way you want and have all these fucking choices. And to me, that seems like the best kind of fucking life. What you can do whatever the fuck you want. I think everybody wants to be in that kind of level. I think that's a true kind of like good life. So
that's freedom.
Yeah. That's a fucking life I strive for.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's the life where you don't really need to answer to anybody, really.
Yeah, answer to your thoughts, mate.
Yeah. More deer, please.
Yeah, mate. Fucking one arm is fucking massive. The other one's skinny. You're like, what the fuck's going on? Got a fucking hunchback.
Yeah. I've got unlimited money, so yeah, like, I've need some investments.
You're the highest level in fucking Pornhub members.
Yeah. I'm fucking super duper fucking premium.
Home videos, fucking GILFs, BBWs, fucking Bukkake.
Mate, I'm putting that much money in it. I'm getting dedicated videos just for my subscription to you. Yeah,
that welcomes you. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Sean. Want to see some pussy?
This is your 1,166,523 login of
today
of the week.
Michael, I want you to share with the listeners your new sound routine of getting back into the fitness.
Oh, aye. Well, the process I have taken is I did a 5-day fast, water fast. I had fuck all food for a fat bastard like me. That is fucking ridiculous. It's something that's fucking biblical, actually. There should be a fucking paper on my journey through it as a big fat cunt. And I came through the other side, mate. Yeah. Punched through the vag.
Mate, there was a fucking biblical journal of all this, but sadly it was eaten.
I mean, I wrote it in my chocolate cake. Gone in 60 seconds.
No, that's seriously though. How many hours was that fast, roughly?
93 hours or something like that, Or maybe it's under five, God. I can't remember.
What was the worst part of it? Like, the part where you were like, I'm done with this? Or were you that determined that you didn't really have?
I'll be honest, I could have went longer, but I was going to have planned sushi. I planned to have sushi at the weekend with my wife, so I was like, yeah, I think that's a good fucking time to stop. But then I think back...
So it's not just a warm-up to it?
No, I didn't warm up. Oh, so 3 days, 21 hours, so basically 4 days.
Yeah. Didn't this leading at the end, the beginning there when... the end! Anyway, I'll let that one sit there. you said it was a 5-day fast, pal, and I had only seen three days.
Yeah, I mean, it looks sort of fucked up.
Why?
It looks sort of fucked up.
Yeah.
Listen, I can't count.
No, see, the honest, like, I tried the 3-day fast before, but I was taking some other medication, so I think that's what fucked up. But to be honest, though, I wouldn't underestimate how hard that is. Like, I think I'd struggle to do it. Like, I'm not saying that I couldn't. I'm just saying I think I would struggle. Like, because I think I could probably go the first day. Like, the first day, I'd probably be like, right, I'm doing this, you know? But then when you get to that second day, man, and you're in the middle of it, like, oh, that must be the worst.
Yeah, I'd say second and third. Definitely second day was the hardest, but...
Because what did it feel like going to bed that second night? Like, when you've just not had that much... Like, you've had nothing for...
Couldn't even force a shout out, mate. Couldn't even force a shout out. Nothing was there. It was just like... My arse just went... Nothing was there. Nothing. And I had black coffee, I had some salt, and I had water. That was it. Black coffee helped with the fucking...
So how much salt did you have, like... How much do you need to take a day? Because obviously that retains the water.
Aye, without that, you're no hydrating. It was about fucking, I'd say about a tablespoon for the whole day at some point. Maybe even half, maybe a teaspoon. Around about that, sat between. Because sometimes I'd put it in the coffee, sometimes I just...
Do it like morning and night or something? Then?
Morning, noon and night. Shameful plug.
If you are still down there morning and night, near the...
It's spa or something.
Wait, what was next to that, to the right? It was Yang Sing.
Yang Sing, Mary Blue. Then you had the post office, that turned into something else. Then you had Dillon's, and then down the road...
Was that R.S. McCall's?
Oh, R.S. McCall's. I had good fucking sweets in there.
Oh.
Discos. Aye, you never fucking had to pay an arm and a leg to fucking pay for your sugar addiction. I tell you what, that's another thing. Not eating fucking sugary foods
makes a huge difference.
Oh, fuck, aye. It makes some crazy difference to how you feel, and you feel more aware, and I feel you can handle stuff.
You don't get that crash, aye. Man. You don't get that crash.
That crash I had so much in my... Aye, that crash I had so much in my life, but... eating carby stuff, then after lunch I'd be like, why the fuck do I feel like this? So I just fucking fast like fuck to sometimes dinner time. Depends. I did an intermittent fasting for quite a bit where I wouldn't eat till like fucking 16, 17 hours or something. And that's a really good way of fucking even helping your health as well. Because it's giving your body a chance to heal. Sure. Like, that's what it is. When your body's got no digestion, your fucking body goes, okay, let's go, boys. You got some work to do here. Kneecaps are fucked.
That's true, though. Like, the sugar, though, is a big thing, man. I notice it, like, as I eat it, I notice the crash every time. Like, maybe a few hours later.
Aye.
Like, as I have that during the day, obviously, but... I feel like you sleep better without it.
Mm.
I feel like you function better. Like you think you function fine when you have it, but when the crash happens, like 2, 3, 4 hours later, whatever it is.
You look at the standard diet, though, man. You look at the standard diet and you look at the fucking stuff in the shops. You look at the fucking packet and you're hit with fucking glycerin, glycine, seed oils, all this fucking... piss in the fucking back, fucking carbon monoxide, dioxide, fucking hypoxide, ioxide, all that shit. And you're like, what the fuck is all this? You have no idea what the hell's in your fucking food. And it's really hard to somehow fucking eat clean. Like, that sounds fucking bizarre to say it. Like, if you want to eat clean, you can't fucking really do it. Even your sauces that are for a bottle, you need to fucking make them yourself from... single like ingredients. Aye, exactly. Aye, it's pretty mad.
Well, that's why the carnivore diet's even more appealing, because see, if you're just grilling meat, and then you're just putting some spices on either side.
Sean's a big meat eater. Everybody out there in the gay community, if you're wanting to hit up, he's a very big big guy on the fucking grinder scene there in Mississauga.
Yeah, thanks for disclosing my location. Well, yeah, hit me up.
He's got a 3-story underground car park, so there's 3 floors for fucking.
Actually, there's 6 floors underground. There,
bloody hell, seriously. No, I thought it was fucking 3.
Yeah, you can get a blowjob in every one.
The 6th BJ.
Oh, man. That's what it is, isn't it? T1, D2, D3, D4. I sound like an entire...
Yeah, that's what I fucking... I was like, oh, no. None of that fucking Jimmy Savile shit there, pal.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I would like you to entertain the listeners while I get myself another death wish, okay?
Okay. Ba 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 ba. Well, Sean has actually went away to get a drink. I'm sitting here looking at his... secret lab cushion for his secret lab. Was it a racing seat? Lovely stuff. But no, but the crypto, definitely. If you've got spare money, stick it in. It's a big chance to make some money that you wouldn't maybe make in any other fucking investments. The highest returns currently are from cryptocurrency. So if you want to go through the natural investment routes, you're not going to make as much. I think they are making like what stocks and bonds are like what 3 to 5%, and that's good. And then crypto's like fucking well, Bitcoin went up to over 120%, so there you go. And yeah, you do the fucking maths. But it comes with fucking risk. Obviously, you don't want to put yourself in a position where you're sticking too much money in, and then obviously there's it could be fucking seen as gambling, but nothing certain. But yeah, after the Bitcoin halvings, Bitcoin's taken a huge rise. In fact, if I go to, if I use fucking Google, the power of the fucking internet, put BTC all halvings, let's see what we see. BTC all halvings history. Is he back fucking yet? He's back. I'm still going to go through it, people, because I've started. I'm talking about the
fucking boring,
the halving dates, mate. So the first ever Bitcoin halving was 2009, and that would turn the hash rate of Bitcoin. You could get 50 Bitcoin for a hash, for basically a calculation for a miner, which is crazy. Then 2012 went to 25. 2016 went to 12.5. 2020 went to 6.5. Holy shit. That's crazy. So that's also how long it takes for a miner to mine Bitcoin. Jesus Christ. It's going to be fucking hardly any Bitcoin at all, which is going to affect the price of it. It's crazy, man. It's crazy how all this is fucking built in. With Satoshi Nakamoto, the person or group of people that made this. Excuse me, I'm
fucking
choking.
Bitcoin and fucking Gran Turismo.
Fucking Gran Turismo. No, but seriously, I really believe it. And
That means in 12 years, right?
Yeah.
12 years from now, you can't even mine a Bitcoin.
No, you can't even mine a Bitcoin at all, no. It'll be fucking bits of a Bitcoin, and that's obviously how Bitcoin is going to be. See people in Spain, they're playing like £10 for the fucking electricity. So these people can utilize, or other countries that have got free or unlimited energy resources, they can benefit from that. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting time. This year, end of this year, we're going to see fucking crazy huge moves. Crazy huge moves.
If you put money in now, it's going to be a very merry Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Potentially. Yeah. Not financial advice, but potentially.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not with Bitcoin.
I am hoping for myself.
Maybe not with Bitcoin. Unless you have a decent amount of Bitcoin. But if you've got other altcoins or coins that are not Bitcoin, they're in the fucking like top 10, possibly, yeah? You could make a bit of fucking dosh and have a deposit for a house or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I feel like with Bitcoin, you're holding it for longer than just a still run anyway, right? Like, you're going to...
Oh, it's like a long-term investment for sure, yeah. It's not like a pump and dump.
I wanted to do more altcoins, but then... I don't know, I just made no sense to go there. And yeah, like, obviously this dull run, I won't see much. Like, well, I won't be taking any out, so I won't see any of the returns, I suppose. But I think I'm thinking like 10, 12 years, you know, when it does get to that scarcity. That's what I'm looking at and going, you know what? Like, if it's more scarce than gold now, and there's three halving cycles between now and when I next take that money out,
yeah, well, you got the potential it can fucking go up to a million. They're saying that if this... well, you see that there's countries like Argentina. Fuck, who's the other one? Who is the other... There's another...
Salvador.
Yeah, that's it.
I am up to date.
Yes, you're up to date.
That's what someone that's had many wines says to you, to try and deceive you that they're not drunk, because they don't genuinely think they are drunk. But in that fact, I see a whole bottle has been tied there. Ladies and gentlemen, I am just joking with you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are around the world. And we have not been drinking. It was two bottles, and three half and cycles later, and I'm fucking minted.
Aye. You're fucking you're living in the sky, mate. You're that fucking rich. I own a cloud.
Yeah. Nah, I'm still paying a fortune for a fucking box net. That's what's happening.
Well, yeah, I mean, your situation's unusual, mate. The fucking price of fucking stuff in Canada is ridiculous, man. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy. You've
got about fucking 9 jobs and you're still struggling.
Has anybody would like to, you know, this is a pretty fitting moment to If anybody would like to sponsor me, you know, like if you're if you want a project manager, project manager, I'll do it.
He's a releaser. He basically makes people come.
Yeah.
Mouth, hands.
I am all about optimization. So if you want it in the quickest amount of time possible and you want to feel that release. Yeah, no, it's crazy. The economies in the world are so different, eh? Like, when you think about, like, something that costs so much here is, like, if you look at, let's say, Toronto.
Toronto.
Compared to, if you look at Toronto.
Toronto.
And then you compare that with Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Nate, you can't, you should look up online. Anybody that's listening, look up online what you can get for $3 million. I'm not saying I would design a $3 million house, but if you just look up what you can get for, like, even $1 million in Texas, it's crazy the houses. I saw a house that was 6 bedrooms and 13 bathrooms.
Mate, what the fuck, man? You've only got one arse. What do you need fucking 13 seats for? You've got one arse. Fucking hell, two toilets is fine. 13, what the fuck? This cunt got IBS. Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. I want you to speak to the builder. I've got a fucking runny bum. I want you to put a shitter in each fucking corner of this house. If I've got an attack, I can go there and shit.
But seriously, man, like, see, like, for you.
No, for you.
Like, what is like optimum, like, if you were just to say to you, what's optimum living for you?
Optimum
living. Like, what would your life look like?
I'd like a fully detached house. Fully detached house, garage, currently in a semi-detached. Nothing, nothing wrong with that.
I don't know.
Nothing wrong with that. Just, is what is.
Shinai.
And, yep.
There's nothing wrong with
that. Yeah, no, it was just, oh my God, what is this fucking name for it, man? That's absolutely a lot. So, yo, that's the wine kicking in, big time.
Where is the old place? What was that? A semi-detached as well? I can't even remember.
I can't remember the name of it.
Was that in a row?
Bastard. Let me fucking search it right now. N-Terrace. N-Terrorist, mate. That's why I used to be
End Terrorist. Okay.
Had one of those, mate, but still, you're still attached to the sidewall. I'd like a totally detached house.
It's the same situation as you're in now, man, because it's basically a semi-detached at that point when it's at the end. Speaking of which, if you listen to a couple of episodes ago, I did find the end, and then I don't know where it begins, so I'm fucked.
So he's looking for the beginning now, not the end.
And, last podcast was in May 2022. Oof, so,
holy shit.
Just a quick update on that. I am still looking. We'll respond on any discoveries that I may make.
I don't know why you made it sound...
But if you're living in an end terrace, like... you should upgrade to a semi-detached.
You made it sound like you're on a fucking dating app. Deanna's going to kick your ass.
I don't know what to say in it, to be honest, other than... Mother Russia.
Mother Russia. Yeah, they're not doing too good in their war. That's a fucking but that's still
yeah, going. That's not a joke because I support Russia. Nikol put the microphone muffler on his head and it looked like one of the like Russian army police officer guys, the big massive hats they wear. And it might not even be an army or police officer guy. It's just the fucking Russian hats, okay?
Yeah, mate, very good. Great explanation. 10 out of 10.
Yeah. But, you know, that's exactly why you're still listening to this episode 45 minutes in. Because you're listening to our shite. So, Michael, please tell the listeners more shite.
Let me fucking lick my lips here.
So, Michael said he took notes before this podcast on things he wanted to talk about. I will confess right now, I have took zero fucking notes.
Mine's all done.
Because I don't need it, because I am just... Oh, they're all done. Also, he said nothing in this podcast, and they're all done. Okay, people.
Everything's done. Everything's fucking done. We're all done. We're finished. We talked about fucking the cryptocurrency. Why you need to do it? Why you need to put any... mate, the only way that you can... This is anybody listening to this. Make it is by investing. You cannot fucking save your money now. You save your money, you're losing money. It's deflating. Literally, you are losing power to buy by not fucking investing. So if cryptocurrency seems a bit too scary, just go even the old method way. Invest the money so you're not fucking losing losing the fucking power of your money. You fucking want your ass off for it, man. Don't do not let these fucking shitty system take away your hard-earned fucking money. You don't fucking deserve it. So invest. This is financial advice. Fucking invest only what you're willing to fucking lose. Okay?
Yeah. On that note, Nicol, I would like you to explain to the listeners what you think of the Prime Ministers, and just to be clear, we're talking about the British Prime Minister, Rishi.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know how you fucking pronounce his name.
Arsehole.
Yeah, so he is saying that he's going to ban social media for people under 18. Am I hearing this correctly?
I'll be honest, mate. I've not even fucking seen this. I cannot stand the guy, if I'm being honest with you. Rishi Sunak.
Hello, it's Rishi Sunak. I am the Prime Minister of the UK.
Hello, my name is Tony Blair. Hello, my name is Tony Blair. People of Britain, this is your Prime Minister.
I mean, he was fucking... He caused Iraq, though, mate. Him and fucking Bush. Fucked up, man. Holy shit. Yeah, we've had some fucking shitey prime ministers, man.
Yeah, don't trust the government. Don't trust anybody but yourself. This is just
not saying that, though. I'm not saying that. I don't condone any pig fuckery either, by the way. I will say this. Fuck the Tories.
No, what I'd say is take your fate in your own hands, make these investments, use your money wisely, because at the end of the day, people say money doesn't buy happiness, but it buys you something that's better than happiness, and that's freedom.
Yeah. Yeah.
William Wallace, what are your thoughts, please?
Oh, yes, Mel Gibson.
Nah, seriously, though, it does buy freedom, but, like, yeah, like, no, that's not happiness, but I think invest your money and do what you can, because the reason that everybody's in the system, including us, by the way, let's not fucking...
But yeah, everything's set up for you to be in the system like this, though. Let's be honest. You need to do...
Hey, all these teenage millionaires, right, that have made money online and that's the reason they're getting banned. I'm telling you, that's the exact reason, because it's...
Too many people are coming away from power, so they're too scared that there'll be a bigger trend. But, I mean, look... More people can, or basically they're going to have less power overall because these people will be more wealthy. I don't know. Maybe there's something to that. Maybe there is something to that.
Well, put it this way, right? If you had unlimited, like, fair enough, the government can tax you more. They can make life more expensive for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, I get that. But other than that, if you have unlimited money, why would you care? If you didn't need or owe anybody anything, let's say you owned your house, like you bought it, like, and you don't owe anything on it, you don't own anything on your car, you don't own anything on any, like, you're just living with your cash.
I'm the cash man. Skibidi-boom, boom, barum, boom. Boom, barum, boom. Skibidi. Mate, who even uses cash? Please.
Tokenization for the nation. Tokenization for the nation. Bum bum bum. Tokenization. Tokenization.
Yes, this is a part of my new album, Cryptocurrency, coming out April. Halving. I don't say fucking halving. 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 Fuck knows me. I sound like a fucking Viking. Halving. That's it. Wine's kicked in.
Wayne's kicked in, I've kicked in, and you've probably kicked in, and you probably don't want to listen to this podcast anymore. But Michael, I would ask you one more thing before we, you know, as they say, hit the rope.
Wrap it up if you're shagging. Yep.
Please wrap it up.